98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
Now, next on the programme, I'm sure this is something that all parents are guilty of. You're trying to get something done and the kids just won't let up. So you throw them in front of the telly or hand them the tablet for a few moments peace. Particularly now with so many parents working from home, with kids stuck at home being homeschooled, it must be impossible to get anything done without having a distraction from the kids. Well, we got an email from a woman who's admitted she's relied on technology a bit too much over the last number of months and is now starting to feel a little bit guilty. If you can, would you please keep me anonymous, as I don't want any judgment, says this person. So have a listen to this. It's very interesting. This was sent in to us the other day. I have an 18-month-old and feel like I'm resorting to TV too much for him, especially since this latest lockdown started. He doesn't have any words yet, and I'm feeling extremely guilty as I'm starting to think it's because I've let him watch it too much. But a lot of the time, it's the only way to keep him happy. I have tried to cut it down to 1 to 2 hours before bedtime, just so I can try and get bits and pieces done. But when there is so little going on, it's very hard to keep a child with a very short attention span constantly entertained day in and day out. When the weather is nice, we can go for lots of walks, but it's definitely harder on very cold and rainy days. My question is, how much screen time is too much screen time for children? And are people struggling, to limit that, especially in the times like these? Are there people out there who don't allow it at all? Or are people more relaxed about it, and am I just being dramatic? Now, this isn't, I have to say, the only email we've received about this recently. A father who's working from home got in touch about his 5-year-old daughter, who he's had to give the iPad to just to get through his work day. Now, this, along with the fact that most of her schoolwork is on the tablet, it has him worried about how much time she's staring at a screen all day. And I'd love to hear from you on 67979081. You can send me a text, a WhatsApp, or a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. With all that's going on, with so many parents working from home and the kids being at home, and we don't know when they're going to be returning to school yet, are you a parent that is relying an awful lot on the television or the tablet or YouTube or whatever way you're looking at stuff to keep your children entertained? And is this woman right to feel guilty about it? Maybe you're somebody who has a very specific timed limit on how much screen time your children can have, or maybe you think they shouldn't be getting any screen time other than their schoolwork. How are you dealing with this? Because this particular lady who reached out to us is having a major issue. She says she's tried to cut it down to 1 to 2 hours a day, but is finding it extremely difficult. In other words, she's saying, I have no other way of entertaining my child for me to do stuff around the house other than plonking him in front of a screen. And that is causing her to feel guilt. Now, I know that there are many of you who do the exact same thing because, well, you just need to get a bit of housework done even, or you need to get a bit of your job done if you're working from home. Do you feel guilty about it, or are you somebody who thinks, look, I don't have any choice at the moment? If the screen will keep them entertained for a couple of hours, be that the television or a tablet or whatever, then so be it. Especially on days when it's lashing rain or freezing cold that you can't even go outside the door without freezing to death. So call me right now on 67979081 or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. How much screen time do you allow your children to have? And do you have any guilt about it at all? And should this lady be feeling guilty? She says she feels she's resorting to TV too much for him, but she doesn't have any choice. She just does it so she can get bits and pieces done. When there's so little going on, it's very hard to keep a child with a short attention span constantly entertained day in and day out. So it sounds like she's literally pulling her hair out. Dave, you're on 98FM. How are you, Dave?
What's the crack?
Good, thanks, Dave. What did you want to say on this?
Hopefully she's listening. She needs to relax a small bit. Stop putting herself under so much pressure. I mean, we were all like, I was turned down for the TV a lot when I was a child, and I turned out fine. You know, like, there's enough things to be depressed about now. Her child is only 18 months old. I don't think watching, you know, TV for an hour or two a day is really going to have that much of a detrimental effect on him developing later on in life. You know, we're very limited in what we can do at the moment. So, what's she supposed to do? You know, like, make puppets and put on Punchy Judy shows for him. Learn to juggle for his entertainment. You know, people are you know, putting way too much pressure on themselves nowadays, and they need to just sit back and relax this moment.
Okay, so if this were normal times and she was just plonking the kid in front of the telly morning, noon and night, you'd say, yes, that's not right, but we're not living in ordinary times and she needs to ease off on her guilt, basically.
No, that's exactly it. I mean, look, the fact that she's actually worried about it shows that she's a half-decent parent already. You know, it'd be a different story if she was just throwing him down and leaving him off. The fact that she's feeling anxious and feeling guilty shows that, you know, she does actually care. I mean, what are we supposed to do? So what, people play some video games more now, or watch a bit more YouTube, or watch a bit more TV? How bad?
I know, a lot of people are very judgmental and see that as, you know, plonking your child in front of the telly or in front of an iPad or whatever. It's just lazy parenting. You need to engage your children more than just throwing them in front of a telly.
And I agree wholeheartedly with that statement. And look, if your kid is sitting there glued into like a tablet or something, or a switch, or whatever technology you have, or if your kid has a phone and you're sitting at the dinner table and they're looking at it and you're not having family time, that's fine. But we're all spending a bit more time on our screens, maybe watching YouTube videos, maybe playing some games. I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but the weather's really shit lately. Like, what are we supposed to do? You know, we need that little bit of escapism, because people are getting ready to turn on one another as it is. You're going to have judgmental people, because some people are just judgmental. You know, some people just need to piss off and build a bridge and get over themselves. Like, I'm spending a bit more time on screens, but my young fella probably plays video games a little more now than if he was in school. But he's still doing his schoolwork. He's getting on great in his schoolwork. He's doing fantastic with his maths. Like, what works for one family isn't necessarily going to work for another family. And if mommy and daddy are stressed out beyond belief and they're like, just go away and play video games for an hour or two.
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with that. I really, really don't. Like, if it's becoming a problem where you're not interacting with each other at all, or you're on it damn near 24/7, that's an issue. But I don't think this woman should be beating herself up just because she has her kid in front of a TV for an hour or two in the evening for her own mental health. That'll benefit her in the future and her child, because she won't be as stressed out.
Okay, so what you're saying basically is, if these were normal times, then yes, you should not be just plonking your kid in front of a telly or a tablet, but these aren't normal times, and sometimes it's the only form of entertainment available.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, we've decided every Saturday or Sunday, no technology for the day, and we'll play board games, and that works for us. That might not work for other people. You know, we also live down the country, so we're fine. We can get out, we can walk. But if you're living in a built-up urban area and you're worried about, like, being around crowds and stuff, what are you supposed to do? You know, maybe people should, like, you know, help and give each other suggestions instead of just being so, you know, begrudging and bitching about each other. But then again, that's pure Irishness anyway. We just love to give out about one another. So.
All right, Dave, stay there for 1 second. 6797981 is our telephone number. We're talking about screen time for the kids. And a lady who reached out to us the other day, an 18-month-old, and she says, I feel like I'm resorting to TV too much for him, especially since this lockdown started. He doesn't have any words yet, and I'm feeling extremely guilty as I'm starting to think it's because I let him watch it too much. But a lot of the time, it's the only way to keep him happy, just that I can get a few bits and pieces done. When there is so little going on, it's so hard to keep a child with a very short attention span constantly entertained day in, day out. How do you deal with this whole screen time thing? Are you somebody who just said, off you go, go on, watch the telly or play your games or whatever? Siobhan, you have a regime which I'm sure a lot of parents would love to be able to have. Tell me what you do.
Monday to Thursday, no technology whatsoever in the house.
Ooh, right. At any time of the day?
At any time of the day. The only time the television is even turned on is when the news is on at 5:30.
And that's it?
That's it.
And you've a 10-year-old?
Yeah.
And how does she cope with that?
She's absolutely fine with it. I've been doing it since she went into junior infants.
And what about schoolwork and stuff like that? How are you managing that?
It's actually not too bad since they increased it a little bit. She was getting bored. She was getting distracted. So now that a bit more work is coming into the house from the school, which is absolutely brilliant, she's not as distracted. She's not as, you know, how can I say it? She's not as bored, and she's not, you know, she's not ignoring people, because she does have a tendency to do that. When she gets so bored, she will just ignore you.
Okay, so take me through a day. You say Monday to Thursday, no technology at all,
yep.
Bar the telly for a half an hour at 5:30 to watch the news. That's
yep.
it. Okay.
Yep.
So how do you keep her busy? Now, obviously, the schoolwork is part of the day. So she's 10. How much time is she spending on the schoolwork?
Her normal day at school. So she'll go into school at 9:10.
Mm-hmm.
She will do maths, history, geography, and so on. She has her breaks. I bring her out for a walk, for an exercise with the dog. We come back home. We get into more work. She does some reading. And then at 1:30, maybe 1:45, she has lunch. And then she finishes school at 2:30.
Okay. And then from 2:30 on, what does she do?
From 2:30 on, she has an abundance of books, toys, colours, she has a guitar, she has card making, she uses her imagination.
Okay.
She's 10.
That's fantastic. And there's no issue with her at all about not being able to use technology or televisions or anything?
No.
And then
no,
what about the in the evening?
In the evening time, again, she has her books. Sometimes, which is very odd now, we used to watch a movie. But that, she's not really into the movies anymore. She's more into her books now than she was.
Right, okay, very good. And then, is it completely different at the weekends?
Yeah, Friday, because she's off school Friday afternoon, we come home, we do our reading, and then she's allowed 1.5 hours on Friday afternoon with her tablet. And then Saturday...
And what's she doing with that? Watching stuff on YouTube and stuff
like
that?
On the tablet?
Yeah.
No, she's not allowed on YouTube.
All right, so what is she doing on it?
Sometimes she can go on to a game called Among Us, and then she could do Roblox. I do allow her to FaceTime WhatsApp a couple of friends,
mm-hmm.
so that she keeps in contact with her friends over the weekend as well.
And she's as happy as Larry?
Yeah.
So this lady, now obviously she's not, this lady is not talking even about a school going child, she's talking about an 18-month-old that she's
yeah.
feeling guilty about plonking in front of the television. It is much more difficult with a child of that age, isn't it?
Of course it is.
So do you think she should stop beating herself up about it?
Yes, I do. She shouldn't beat herself up about it. You must remember this time, this pandemic we're going through, it changed everything.
Absolutely,
That woman could be out and about with her little babe, out and about in the parks, you know, she could be going for walks, she could be interacting with other mums, other babies for her own child. No, she shouldn't feel guilty at all. She needs a bit of quiet time as well. She has the child 24/7. What else is she going to do?
Okay, but for you, it's working really well, having no technology Monday to Thursday in your house at all.
No, No, that works perfectly for me. May not work for anyone else. Now, mind you, I know a few of my friends will understand. Some kids just cannot leave the computers alone, cannot leave the tablets alone. Mm. Technology is ruining some children, and they are becoming bullies.
One of the arguments, Siobhan, is that the earlier you start a child with technology, the more difficult it is to peel them away from it.
Yes.
So in other words,
I do agree with that.
Okay, so in other words, if you've an 18-month-old who's swiping an iPad and watching the telly, it's so much more difficult to take that away from them.
It is, but not in this time. If the pandemic wasn't here, it would be completely different. So it's a different time at the moment. You can't say
okay,
that.
Okay, so she needs to relax and not be beating herself up. Let me go to Lisa. You're on 98FM. How are you, Lisa?
Hi, Adrian. Good
Lisa, you went through the same sort of thing yourself.
Yeah, Adrian. So I started back from my maternity leave last May and was obviously working from home with a very small baby at the time, only 10 months. And just for personal reasons, the COVID numbers are very high the first week back after Christmas. So we chose that we'd keep Harry home mm-hmm. for the week. But I have to say, like the lady that sent in the message, my heart is broke. I had to let him have TV. I was trying to bring him out for a walk, but it's just so hard to entertain them. But she needs to be a bit kinder to herself.
And are you talking about the same sort of age?
Yeah, he's 18 months and 4 days.
Right, okay, so same age. And you found yourself, just for some peace, if nothing else, to plonk him in front of a television and throw on a programme for him.
Yeah, no, not actually just for peace. Like, I am trying to work full-time at home.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand that, yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're working or a stay-at-home mom. Like, unfortunately, it's just as that lady just said there, the pandemic has changed everything, so she just needs to be a bit kinder to herself. And I think the guy before, the lady, he said, like, it's not going to kill the kids. It didn't kill us. It won't kill them.
But one of the arguments is, and I know we are in different times and all of that, but the more screen time you give young children, and I'm talking kind of 18 months up, the more screen time you give them, the more difficult it is to pull them away from it.
Yeah, I do agree. My little boy comes home and he's in creche now at the minute. Thank God his creche is open and not affected. But he does pint at the telly. But we just distract him and it doesn't go on. Like, I try limit it, but when I was working from home and he's with me, I just found I had to give it to him. I had calls to make, work emails to send, and we're not in a position for me to give up work, unfortunately.
All right, so don't feel too bad about it. Let's have a listen to this from Jennifer.
Hi, guys. Jennifer here. My little boy is 4.5, and of course I feel guilty. But at the same time, it's the only time I get something done. I'm on my own. I have no one. Daddy doesn't come in and, you know, give me a chance to do what I need to do, no? And the only time he's on it is when I do need to cook or clean or wash or, you know, he's not on it while I'm sitting watching the television. We go to bed at night, we watch a movie, he's on it maybe an hour or so in the morning, maybe a little bit more. Then again, we go out in the day and then we come back in the evening. Then if I have to do the dinner, he's on it. And of course, yeah, I do feel guilty, but it is what it is at the moment. I monitor what he's watching, so... So just tell that lady for me, try not feel guilty, because it is what it is at the moment.
All right, Jennifer, thanks very much indeed. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877-989898. We're talking about screen time for the kids and how you manage it in your house. A lady reached out to us to basically say she's an 18-month-old and she feels like she's resorting to TV too much for him, especially since this lockdown started. He doesn't have any words yet, and I'm feeling extremely guilty as I'm starting to think it's because I let him watch too much, but a lot of the time it's the only thing that will keep him happy, so that I can get bits and pieces done when there is so little going on. It's very hard to keep a child with a very short attention span constantly entertained. My question is, how much screen time is too much screen time for kids? And that's what we're talking about. And I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. We're in the middle of a conversation about screen time for the kids. And do you feel guilty about plonking the kids in front of the telly or in front of the tablet while you try and get a few bits done around the house? A lady contacted us the other day and she is feeling guilty about doing exactly that. And she asks, how much screen time is too much screen time for kids? And are people struggling to limit that, especially in times like these? Are there people out there who don't allow it at all? Well, we heard from one lady, none whatsoever, Monday to Thursday. And how, basically, how are you dealing with it? Let me go to Naomi. You're on 98 FM. How are you, Naomi?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
You think people, parents need to be choosy about what sort of screen time they allow?
No, well, my kids would watch quite a bit of it, actually. But if she's feeling guilty, that's all I was saying, to put on something maybe like ABCs or the alphabet, things like that. At least they're learning something then as well while they're watching the TV. That's what my kids would normally watch.
Okay, now you say your kids, what age are your kids?
I have a 3-year-old daughter and a 16-month-old son.
Okay, so not dissimilar in ages to this lady's child. So what? Tell me an average day in terms of screen time with your kids.
Well, they'd watch maybe a little bit mid-morning, kind of, so I can get some stuff done. And then a little bit in the afternoon again, like a couple of times a day, but I try to kind of shorten the time that they're at it and kind of distract them with other stuff as well. Like, we'd go out for one or two walks a day. The 3-year-old, obviously, she's bigger, so she can paint and read books and stuff like that, but their attention span isn't too great, so she kind of gets bored and fed up with stuff pretty quickly.
Exactly, so like this lady is saying, sometimes it's the only way to keep them entertained.
Yeah, that's it. Like, they'd say they could watch the TV for hours now if I let them, but anything else, they give up after a few minutes. So it's the only really way to get something done, or even if you just want to sit down and have a cup of tea in peace as well.
Okay, let me ask you, this lady, as I said, is feeling a little bit of guilt. Have you any suggestions for what she should be? She didn't even tell me what she lets them watch, but what should she be letting them watch?
Well, my kids now, if they have the tablet, they don't have the normal YouTube, just because we kind of want to restrict what they'd be watching a little bit. But they have like a kids YouTube, and that would only be kind of kids stuff. They can't really come across anything that would be bad for them to be watching. Or else, I know my son will only kind of watch a couple of things. Otherwise, he gets distracted or whatever. He wouldn't want to watch it. So he watches, he's obsessed with Peter Rabbit or In the Night Garden. They're the only two things that will keep him sitting there watching it. And then my daughter would watch, she's kind of into dolls and dinosaurs and stuff like that. So it depends what they're into. But I know when she was little, we used to put on that Cocomelon, and it's kind of sing-along songs, and they sing the alphabet and things like that, and songs about brushing your teeth and eating your vegetables and things like that. So at least it's kind of drilling something good into them, because they listen to it and they sing along with it. So they're kind of learning stuff as well at the same time. So she shouldn't feel too guilty.
Okay, so and try and be choosy about what she does let her child watch. There's a lot of voice notes I want to play on this whole subject about screen time. This is Tracy.
Hi, Adrian. I can't come on, but one of the tips for that lady, like, I think what David said there, he's spot on. Try not to stress too much. The times that we're in, it's very hard to try and entertain the kids, especially if you have to work at home as well. But just a tip to her that one of the, I don't know whether she has it, but if she just searches on Netflix or YouTube, like Cocomelon, they do great little songs and stories where the children are learning words and they're singing songs and their alphabet. So if she's worried that he's, you know, 18 months and is not saying much, rather than maybe put on a cartoon, put on one of those videos. My kids loved them as kids. My 3-year-old still loves them, dancing around, and it's great for them. She might not feel as guilty then, but yeah, she needs to not be so hard on herself, and it's not always going to be like this.
All right, Tracy, thanks very much indeed. And that's the question. How are you entertaining your kids? When they're finished their schoolwork particularly, what are you doing with them? How are you keeping them entertained? And should this lady who contacted us feel guilty for sticking her child in front of the telly every now and again in order to keep her child entertained? This is Jacqueline.
Hi, I have my granddaughter who is 7 because my daughter is working full time. I'm trying to homeschool a child who actually goes to Gaelic school, and I am really struggling, and she's just told me that she doesn't like homeschooling because I can't explain things to her like her teacher does. So I'm praying to get back to school as soon as possible.
Oh, that is very difficult for you, Jacqueline, it has to be said. Now, Teresa, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
Hi, Adrian. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. You're saying it's very difficult to keep kids off screens.
Well, it can be, I think, yeah. I would be in the position where I often listen to my daughter, you know, she'd get a phone call from her. She was stressed out with the two kids, you know, not being able to get anything done. And I wondered, you know, I kind of said, oh my God, like how hard can it be sometimes with two kids, considering, you know, when we look back at our childhood, you could open the door, we were out playing, the kids were out playing all day. And we hadn't got the technology, but we're in different times now. And I really found when that came to my door, because with her working and then going out of work with COVID, I was taking on, you know, the role of looking after the two kids, kind of, basically. Mm. And by God, I found out how difficult it was for her. You know, she's a 14-month-old now and a 5-year-old boy, both boys, sorry. And when you sit down to try to do anything with a 5-year-old, the 40-month-old just demands attention constantly. Mm. You can't stand still for him. He's up. I want, up in your arms.
So they're at those ages that they, even at those ages, they want to do different things and watch different things and all of that.
Yeah, but I even found, like myself saying to the 5-year-old who'd be tormenting me, Nanny, can I have your tablet? Nanny, can I have your phone? Just for a bit of peace so I could look after the baby. Yeah, and he'd be gone off into the bedroom with it. And then I feel guilty, so I know exactly what she was going through. And then when the baby was really tired, I'd be popping him in front of the TV to watch cartoons for him to go for his nap. So I could try and spend some time with the 5-year-old, who at that stage didn't want to give up the tablet.
Right, okay. So you found yourself having at first thought, jeez, oh, how hard can that be, to nearly pulling your own hair out?
Yep, exactly. Now you have it.
So that lady who's feeling guilty about plonking the child in front of the telly,
No, she shouldn't be feeling guilty.
No, okay.
She should not be feeling guilty. We all need a little bit of space. And especially when you have other children at home as well. I mean, you know, it's so hard. It really is so hard to try and divide your time when they're demanding. You know, and then there's people who have children who probably have behavioural problems.
That's even worse, yeah. That's even more difficult. Yeah, absolutely.
It's even more difficult, which in this case there is, you know. So, I mean, it's just a constant struggle.
I just got a message in which kind of, I know a lot of parents would love to be this parent, but it says, I have a 19-month-old and during this lockdown, I'm out of work and she's out of creche. She doesn't get any screen time other than FaceTiming. I find that people can be very judgmental of me for not allowing it. If it happens to come up with other mums that do allow TV, I end up feeling bad and defensive. I don't think it's terrible for them, and I'm sure in the next few months she will watch some TV, that's her 19-month-old, but I honestly believe the longer we can avoid it, the better off she'll be. She's a mile a minute too. From the second she wakes, she's on the move, but we get out every day. She has waterproof clothes and wellies if it's wet, and wrapped up warm if it's freezing. If I need to do housework, she helps. She is a little sweeping brush. She helps me loads with the dishwasher. If I'm making dinner, she has a stool and will pretend chopping veggies with me. So, yeah, I mean, fair. I kind of agree that if the earlier you introduce kids to technology, the more difficult it is to take it away from them. My son is 2, says this message, and I entertain him by rice play, pasta play, muck play, water play, foam play. I just let him make a mess. Tell this woman to go easy on herself and her child won't remember this time. It's she that will, so make it as positive as possible. Here's a WhatsApp voice note from Mark. It is. Mark, come on in there.
Adrian, listen to your story there about the lady and her kid on the YouTube or whatever, on the internet a bit more and watching TV a bit more. My kids are 21 and 15. They watched a lot of telly when they're growing up. They watched all the Bear and the Big Blue House and whatever. It was popular at the time, Bob the Builder and all that kind of stuff. And then went on to different stuff, Transformers and all that. Didn't have a problem putting on the same video. Yeah, videotaped over and over and then going onto the CD or DVDs and putting that on over and over, did we? So this is all crap. Let them watch what they want. When they get bored of it, they go on to something else. And the other thing there about people talking about the weather crap, there's no crap weather. It's just the fact that you don't have the proper clothes to go out in that weather. I'm in the park every day with the dog, rain, hail or snow, and the amount of people that are in there doing the same thing, and they're wrapping up and they're putting on their... and they're walking in the muck and the shit and everything like that, because, you know, that's what weather is. We live in Ireland. We don't live in sunny parts of the world. What do you think? People that live in sunny parts of the world, do you think they're outdoors, like sunbathing all the time? No, they're not. They're indoors avoiding all that hot weather. So come on, use your head. Get out and enjoy the weather we have. And I was up in the mountains yesterday on my motorbike, and it was fantastic. It was beautiful, magnificent. Probably a bit too cold for it, but then I turned around and came back down. But, you know, the simple fact is, get out and enjoy what we have. Stop moaning about the weather being so crap, because it's just the weather. Okay.
All right, Mark, thanks very much indeed. This is John.
Oh my God, wow. What an absolutely brilliant parent she is. John.
That's very helpful, John. Morris.
Adrian, I'm so glad for that woman that it's all working out for her, but I'd say my kids would absolutely crack up. It's bad enough during these times they're stuck in the house and they can't get out and they can't do this, can't do that. At least they can contact their friends, they FaceTime them or whatever, and they play among us and they all play with each other, and that's their only way of human contact with people their own age is through technology. And I think people just have to accept that, that it's their only way of communicating at the minute.
All right, just a couple more voice notes. This is from Tracy.
Hey, Adrian. I don't think that woman should be beating herself up. Before COVID, like, there was always a rule in this house, because we have two lads, 11 and 12. They wouldn't be allowed on their Xbox Monday to Friday because it'd be school and whatever else after school. But since COVID... they do their skill work, and they're all doing really well, which is great. And then they get on the Xbox because it's a way of communicating with all their friends from school as well, and it's a fun way. So, listen, we just all have to do what we have to do. We're all trying our best, and people should stop judging as well. Like, that's been really the downside of COVID. A lot of judging is going on, but no. Don't beat yourself up. We're all just doing our best. Thank you.
And one final WhatsApp voice note from John.
Hey, Adrian, just listened there, just tuned in there. I have my own philosophies on these things. First of all, for younger children, younger babies and that, there's so many things you can do with them. Kids love to play. They love to interact. They don't necessarily, just enjoy the TV. And if that's the only option to them, well, then, you know, that's what they're going to choose. So I think the parents that have younger kids, if you have the time, try and play a little bit with them, you know what I mean? And you'll have a bit of fun with them. For older people, kids in school and stuff like that, I think that, even in the lockdown, people are, or they should be getting homework. They should be getting to do some kind of work at home. Make sure that work is done first before you allow them to play on the PlayStations or whatever it is, because they'll become distracted and they'll generally leave it till the very, 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 very last minute to do what they're doing. And they'll make mistakes, and the homework results won't be very, very good. And you can create tests and stuff for them yourself. You can Google stuff, or you can use your own educational past, and you can make up little tests for them, and then you can reward them with extra time on their PlayStations or whatever social media or whatever technology they're using. And I think that would be my way of doing things, but and everybody has their own. But I think that if people think about it, it does make sense.
All right, John, thanks very much indeed for your message. And thank you all of you for your messages. I think the overall message for that lady who sent me in, the message, is don't be beating yourself up. You do what you have to do. These aren't normal times. And if you have to plonk the child in front of the telly every now and again to get stuff done, well then, so be it.
98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.